WildTalkRadio.com.
It's time. It's time. It's holiday time. 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 Spin that bridle. Light up that menorah. And put on that kippah. It's 20 days of jobber. With your Hebrew hero, Lone Jobber.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another night of Lone Jobber.
That's me, Lone Jobber, celebrates the holidays, all 20 days worth. Why 20 days? Because somebody stuck their foot in their mouth.
How does that taste?
It was okay. It is my foot. So, welcome. It is day 26 of Kislev. This here in the year of 5778 means it's day 2 of Hanukkah. One of my favorite holidays. What do you think, Rock? Is this one of your favorite Jewish holidays?
I mean, it's not the one where we fast. That's the worst.
Yeah, it's no Yom Kippur.
It's no Yom Kippur. It's not Rosh Hashanah, the New Year, but it's good.
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, right. Passover is a bit much sometimes. I actually, we go strictly kosher on that one. But
Hanukkah, it's fun. When you're younger, you get presents. When you're older, you get chocolate. Everyone loves chocolate.
Who doesn't love chocolate? I actually got a present. My co-host Theodore, he gave me a present. I'm gonna unwrap it later on. It's gonna be awesome.
All right.
Yeah, it's a weird little box. I shook it a couple of times. It made a little rattling sound, but nothing too much. I hope it didn't break it. Whatever it was. But tonight we're talking about dreidel. Who loves the dreidel game? You love the dreidel game, don't you, Rock?
Dreidel game is awesome.
Yeah. I bet growing up, you had the dreidel song that you memorized for, all the other good little boys and girls were singing about Frosty and whatever. Or all the other 126 songs that we're going to talk about this Saturday night. You had the dreidel song all to yourself, didn't you?
We did have the dreidel song all to ourselves.
Yes. And
we also had a jar of pennies, because that's what you would use for, like, the dreidel game to bet with.
See, I go straight into the Gemmel betting, so that's just me.
That's just you?
Yeah. Every time we've done Extreme Dreidel, that's what we've always used, with that gelt and everything.
Oh, no, but, when you have a bunch of people, you're trying to play Dreidel, you can't have all the chocolate just bouncing around. You gotta use pennies.
Yeah, of course.
You gotta use pennies. When you want to do some high-stakes Dreidel game action, you use pennies.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's how extreme we can get.
Yeah. So, Rock, what chances are that we're going to be able to play Dreidel on the network this year? Not likely, huh?
I mean, if things work out, maybe we can put it together?
Maybe. We'll see. But let's talk about the Dreidel game and why it's amazing. It's gambling, so that's always fun.
Right. Yeah, who doesn't love the gamble?
Yeah. Okay, so it's really simple. You have this four-sided spinning top, and then you have a lot of shit you can to gamble with. Yeah. And at the end, somebody wins, and there are some losers.
There are winners, there are losers. And for those who are, he calls it a spinning top, the dreidel. If you're, into, all the multiple side dice, it's like that, but it has a top, you can actually spin it.
Who plays with dice, Rock? Really?
No, I'm saying other people, not Jewish people, play games with multiple side dice. So it's like, this has four sides to it. That's all.
Yeah, but who really wants to play with dice? Dice are lame.
I was trying to reach out to other cultures.
We reach out to plenty of cultures.
Oh, just you
some
wait.
Some people might say this is cultural, that we're stealing some cultures. So, those last few nights.
You're going to love them, everybody.
Okay, so back to it. We have our spinning top, our four-sided spinning top, our whatever you're gambling with. Rock, like you said, he's biologically a Jew, so he used pennies.
Of course.
When we did it the extreme dreidel, we used straight up chocolate. And we've done it a couple of times, haven't we, Rock? This extreme dreidel game of ours.
Memory serves me correctly. Yes. Yes, we have.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what the sad part about it is, Rock?
What?
I never won.
And you were hosting the game.
I was hosting the game. I was in charge of everything. The money, the top, the video. So if it wanted to cut out at some point, it could have. But I lost every time. I believe you and Rob won, though, so congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Well, yeah. I'll have to defend the crown at some point.
Yes, yes, you are the reigning champion. Fun fact, we actually use a handmade clay dreidel when we do our game. Sure, some people may stick to the traditional wood, but dreidel, I made you out of clay.
Yeah, that I remember that dreidel. That wasn't the most even thing we've ever created.
That's why I kept on losing. All right, so
there are four sides. There's four sides.
Each side has a meaning. The first side is called none. It means you win nothing. I guess we should actually, at the start of every round of which we did, we all threw in a penny or a coin or whatever. You spin it.
You ante up and then you spin.
Yeah, you ante up then you spin. First side is none. You win nothing.
Zippo, zilch, nada.
Yeah, it's pretty much self-explanatory on that one. So then it goes off to the next person. Did we always ante up more or no? I don't think we anteed up. I think we just went around the circle, or did we keep anteing up? I can't remember which time it was. Which turn? Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so the next side is gimel. It means everything. You win the pot. Yay.
Yay.
Yes. Okay, so gimel, everybody antes back up. Next side is called hay. That means half. You win half the pot. So, yeah, it's not a gimel, but it's not a none. So it's something. So that's always a good one, right?
Always good. Something is better than nada.
Exactly. Now, the fourth side, you know, you won nothing. You won everything. You won half of everything. Next time is shin. Means you put in, though. Means you add an extra piece to the pot. That's not good, dog.
That cost you more money than it should.
Yeah, that is how you lose this game. And we just keep going around and around until there was only one winner.
And that winner has all the pennies.
And you can win everything. That is why Sir Rockian is our reigning and defending extreme dreidel champion, because luck was on his side that night.
Oh, yeah.
It's a fun game. I truly hope that everyone plays it. It's worth it. You know, I like to think it's worth it. I sent everybody a prize. You enjoyed your prize, didn't you, Rock?
Oh, yeah, you did send a prize. I had to think for a minute. I had to think, wait, yeah, he did. He did. Did not win, but he did.
It's all good like that, yo.
Because somebody kept the winning ones for himself. Just like in Monopoly, the banker always wins.
Is that a Jewish joke, Rock? All right, so we've talked about dreidel. I think we're looking ready to close this one up.
Yep, just gotta give us the traditional blessing.
The traditional blessing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm assuming you want the traditional English blessing then, huh?
Yeah, I mean, as tradition by the show, you do the blessing at the end of the show.
I hate you so much sometimes. Right. Let's get here. Make sure these two are in spot. Grab our middle. Light her up. We light these lights for the miracles and the wonders, for the redemption and the battles that you have made for our forefathers. In those days, at this season, through your holy priests, during all 8 days of Hanukkah, these lights are sacred, and we are not permitted to make ordinary use of them, except to look at them in order to just pray thanks and praise to your great name for your miracles, your wonders, and your salvation. Get in there. There we go. Back in the middle. Well, it's starting to load up, Rock. Almost getting to become a fire hazard.
And it's only day two.
It's only going to get better from here on out. Because, Rock, do you know what we're doing tomorrow night?
What are we doing tomorrow night?
Well, tomorrow night, Chef Javi and his elf friend Rocco, we're going to be talking about the foods of Hanukkah.
All right.
Everybody loves food. I mean, without food, you would kind of all wither and die. But Hanukkah has some delicious food. Some not-so-delicious ones that we're not going to talk about.
See, what you do after tonight, since tonight was day two with dreidel game, right? You take your winnings, and then you buy the good food. See? See?
Or, Rock, you've already won your good food. All right, that's been night two. Now, some people might be wondering, why are we calling it night two when technically the first day of today was the first day of Hanukkah? It's because in Judaism, the days start at night, so there's a little bit of a change-up. So that was night two of Hanukkah. We're really enjoying this thus far. We wanted you to come back tomorrow night. We're going to talk about food. It's going to be a blast. We got a whole bunch of stuff planned for this big old event that we have going on this year. It's been 20 days of Lone Trevor talking the holidays. Hanukkah edition. Thank you. See you tomorrow night, ladies and gents. See you tomorrow night.
WildTalkRadio.com.